Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Fall is here and hay season is wrapping up. As you bring in your round bales for winter feeding, are you storing them in a way to minimize weather loss? Hay stored outside will be damaged by rain, snow, wind, and ice this fall and winter. The average round bale may lose up to 1/4 of its original nutrients during storage, but these losses can be reduced to less than 10% or so with proper storage. If we can't get bales inside or under a tarp, giving space for airflow around the bale to dry them out when moisture does fall is better than placing them side by side, where rain, snow, and ice can gather and get trapped. Stacking uncovered will create a similar problem. Worst of all is placing round bales on their ends so that moisture is directly able to enter the bale. Does snow drift around your bales? Bales placed in east-west rows often have drifts on the south side. Hay next to fence lines or trees can get extra snow. As snow melts, it soaks into the bales and makes the ground muddy. Plus, the north side never gets any sun, so it's slow to dry out. This year, line up your bales in a north-south orientation for fewer drifts and faster drying as sunlight and prevailing winds hit both sides of the row. Most importantly is the bottom of your bales. Always put bales on higher, well-drained ground so water drains away from them. If necessary, use crushed rock, railroad ties, or even pallets to elevate bales to keep the bottoms dry. This will also reduce problems getting to your hay due to snowdrifts or mud. Plan now to store bales outside right. Use a single row of bales end-to-end along with consideration for row orientation and ground surface drainage for the best outcomes. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.